Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are live. It is the second day of February 2009. We'll be here for the next 4 hours. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. Congressman Dan Hamburg will be joining us. He's our only guest today coming up in the third hour because, you know, he wrote some articles for the San Francisco Chronicle and other publications about the martial law program that Bush was setting up, and he warned that it would probably be passed on to the next president. He, of course, is a former Democratic congressman. So I wanted to get his take on the new concentration camp legislation introduced in the House to build publicly concentration camps around the United States, internment camps. People then end up emailing me going, these are not death camps. You know, a concentration camp is a mass holding facility. A death camp is another thing, but concentration camps almost always turn into death camps. The British invented them 250-plus years ago in use against the Scots. And then it was exported around the world, including the Revolutionary War here in the United States. And President Andrew Jackson's mother and brother died in a British concentration camp. So that is coming up. We'll get back into that very important issue and cover where that bill is right now as the co-sponsors stack up and pile up on it. What a dope. That's the headline in the News of the World, attacking the gold medal, eight-time gold medal winner Michael Phelps, caught with cannabis pipe. And everybody's bashing him, and they're saying he's going to lose his endorsements. And my only answer is, so what? I mean, this is such a sick joke. You can have the CIA caught shipping in heroin and cocaine. They never get in trouble. I mean, the police actually catch the airplanes landing, or they crash filled with it, or you know, constantly the police are caught dealing drugs. But that's no big deal. Let's just forget about that. But then meanwhile, more than half the population admittedly has smoked or is smoking cannabis. Upwards of 90% of youth say they've tried cannabis. I've smoked marijuana. I don't like it. I don't smoke it. But I've smoked my fair share of it. I mean, does that mean I'm discredited? Marijuana doesn't kill brain cells. Alcohol does. Alcohol is much worse in every study than marijuana. But it's okay if a sports person smokes, you know, a pipe or smokes cigarettes, which kill hundreds and hundreds, was over 300,000 people a day. And it's okay if they drink, which kills around 400,000 a year, if you count all the alcohol-related diseases and car wrecks. That's okay. Marijuana kills nobody. And George Washington smoked it. Yes, that's in the biographies about him. So, again, George Washington wasn't fit to lead this country. And I guess he can't have our endorsement either because he smoked Mary Jane. Now, I got a lot of serious and important news to get to, but I'm opening the show up with this today because I'm sick of it. 87% of illegal drug users only use marijuana. They don't use anything else. In fact, I know a lot of pot smokers, and they don't use anything. They don't even drink, but they smoke marijuana. Now, obviously, anything can be abused. I know potheads who are just worthless. I won't hire people who are potheads because, you know, they're lazy and they'll smoke it at work. And if I catch people smoking pot or, you know, coming to work stone, they're fired. But what somebody does in their own home is their own business. And, you know, this guy, a lot of athletes, Schwarzenegger, he's the governor of California. I don't like him for his political stances of gun control and things like that. But, I mean, he's on film in Pumping Iron smoking pot after he wins the championship. And there's a lot of NFL people I've talked to who after a game will smoke it because they're all stressed out. They're all, you know, mentally fired up. It's a way for them to come down after they've been all stressed out. And there's hundreds and hundreds of medical uses for marijuana. All the major studies show it's much better for you than Valium or something for people that are or people who have glaucoma or folks who can't eat because they're on chemo, on and on again. But the main reason I'm against what's happening here is 87% of drug users only use marijuana. You decriminalize that, the drug war ends. It fails. It dies. This excuse to have SWAT teams raiding everybody and checkpoints and searching our kids at school, turning America into a giant gulag. So the media loves attacking this guy, trying to tear him down so they can prop up their phony, stinking drug war. Stay with us.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by harmful toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com. Or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The headline reads, what a joke. 14-time Olympic gold medal winner Michael Phelps caught with cannabis pipe. Some little sneaky person took a photo of him at a party smoking pot. This is the astonishing picture which could destroy the career of the greatest competitor in Olympic history. In our exclusive photo, Michael Phelps, who won a record 8 straight gold medals for swimming at the Beijing Games last summer, draws from a bong. And they just love it. They run all these ad council commercials when they're not recruiting new youth brigades for the new President Obama, equating marijuana with Al-Qaeda and terrorism. Because there are millions of people that have gone to prison, tens of millions over the decades, and served hard prison sentences for marijuana. They need to keep those slaves. It's just legalized slavery. That's all it is. And so they love demonizing this guy. Plus, people love tearing down a champion. They love seeing somebody fail or get in trouble because it makes them feel better about themselves and their lives. Instead of being better competitors or better business people or better humanitarians, they just sit around being a critic. What did Teddy Roosevelt say about that? It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Absolutely. And there's another facet to this story, the reason I opened the show with it today. That is that this is the top story in the country today. Not that we're going into depression, not that government corruption is at every level, not that there are at least 10 bills introduced that will effectively end the Second Amendment and ban most firearms and register and license all gun owners federally. No discussion of that in the media because it's wildly unpopular. Close to 70% are against any new gun control, victim disarmament legislation. The more they go after our guns, the bigger the gun culture grows as we rediscover liberty, as we rediscover the fount of liberty, an armed population, that final insurance policy against corruption and tyranny. Is it national news that they're building FEMA camps everywhere? Yeah, that's here and there in the papers. The legislation's introduced to publicly merge them and federalize your local police under the FEMA camps with regular army on the streets. See, we should be hearing about that, not about 8-time gold medal winner at one Olympic Games, Michael Phelps. So I'm done talking about that, but later in the week, I think I'm going to get Mark Stepnoski, the former Cowboys center, who's a big marijuana advocate, on to talk about this because he says he smoked it while playing football and that it helped him. But we'll certainly discuss all of that. I mean, you look at this hypocritical, drugged-out population. Over 100 million prescriptions for serotonin reuptake inhibitors in the year 2008 alone, according to the Associated Press. 100 million. Did I say a million prescriptions? Over 100 million prescriptions written for that here in the United States alone. It eats holes in your brain. It's highly toxic. It's hallucinogenic. It puts you in a dreamlike state. It's toxic, but that's okay. And now in the last 2 months, the major drug makers of both the speed drugs, like the Ritalin class, and the serotonin reuptake inhibitor, psychotropics, they've come out and said this should be legalized for everybody and be over-the-counter. We covered that a few weeks ago. So they want to make stuff that eats holes in your brains and causes massive suicide, psychotic breaks, both the speed drugs and the Prozac class drugs have now had to put messages on their inserts, admitting it can cause hallucinations, admitting it causes psychotic breaks, both these classes of drugs. What is it, 40-something million are on the speed drugs. So they want to make that over the counter. They want to have the entire population on that, but oh my gosh, somebody smokes weed that George Washington smoked, and man, it is over. We got to freak out and run around like chickens with our heads cut off, talking about how evil marijuana is. Talk about a red herring. Talk about a distraction. Talk about a diversion. It's just unbelievable. So I'm done discussing that. If you want to call in, we're opening the phones up later in the hour. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Okay, now let me get into the stack of important news that we're going to go through in detail today. Worst January on record for stocks. This out of the Wall Street Journal. Stocks wrapped up their worst January on record with a final plunge on Friday. Gold went up to $9.29 an ounce. GM to use bailout money to invest in Brazil. Bank of America is using the bailout money for massive cash bonuses to their executives and huge multi-million-dollar parties, including the Super Bowl. So they're going to use the bailout money to move offshore with our jobs. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. More economists say crisis is worse than Great Depression. I want to go over some of their quotes. GOP leaders doubt stimulus bill will pass the Senate. They're saying it's $255,000 per job that they're claiming this is going to create. Why not just give a million people $255,000 instead of, and these will be federal jobs or federally controlled jobs. that they'll then use to basically go out and tax the rest of us into oblivion. GOP leaders doubt stimulus bill will pass the Senate. I told you this was coming. Now, I'm going to admit something. I'm so busy that a week and a half ago, when he signed these executive orders saying that they were going to abolish Guantanamo Bay, that all I did was read the boil down of the executive orders at whitehouse.gov. The LA Times actually read all the executive orders. And then last night I did go read them myself. I mean, I'm not omnipresent. I can't keep track of all this. But I noticed in the summary it said they would decide what to do in a year with Guantanamo. So that left it open to leave it open. And I noticed that's what the Army had been saying 2 years ago. So that was really the Bush policy continued. And then they said they were going to continually hold the people without charges indefinitely. So it's the same thing. They're just kind of rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, or it's a shell game. But in the bill, it's in the executive order itself, it says Obama preserves renditions as counterterrorism tools. So the secret kidnapping of U.S. citizens, foreigners, you name it, grabbing people off the street, it's all continuing. It's all. So I sat there last night for an hour and a half reading the executive orders. We're going to go over those today. You can go to prisonplanet.com. We have a link to a good boil-down story from Raw Story that has a link to the executive orders in it if you want to go read the executive orders for yourself. The January 22nd executive order, review and disposition of individuals detained at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base and closure of detention facilities. But they're just opening new ones and calling them something else. Review of detention policy options, ensuring lawful interrogation. So it just says, well, we don't call it torture. We call it harsh interrogation. So the torture continues. And so that's the executive order. You can go read that for yourself. So there you have it. Obama preserves rendition 2 days after taking office. And it took the media a week and a half to figure this out, myself included. I just read the summary and said, folks, it's the same deal. But it was worse than I was saying, as usual. So, I had arguments this weekend. I went out to an event for some networking. I was invited out to it, and my way was paid, so I went to the Ultimate Fighting Championship. I figured it would be good to network with folks and see how many of the Hollywood folks I didn't know were aware of the work we're doing. And we ran into quite a few prominent people that are certainly aware of the New World Order. That was interesting. If I have time today, I'll get into some of what happened there. And just the soullessness of Las Vegas. I haven't been in that place in 10 years. People kept asking me, are you gambling? No, I don't gamble. I don't believe in gambling. I don't like gambling. Didn't do any of that. I was there for the Ultimate Fighting Champion. Hung out with the championship. I hung out with Dana White, the founder and president. He was a really nice guy. I didn't know that guy was a street fighter and then a boxer himself. I mean, since when do you have a 29-year-old owner of a massive sport that he took international, who himself, it was wild, absolutely wild. And let me tell you, the anti-New World Order sentiment throughout the UFC is just massive. That's why I went. Joe Rogan said, oh, yeah, a bunch of fighters are fans of your show and aware of what you're doing, and you got to go. For years he said, got to go. So he basically paid my way out there, really nice, got me a ticket right up there near the front row, and I got to watch the gladiatorial games. People are always telling me, take off, go out and take some time. Well, I really wasn't taking time off. I'm exhausted, actually. I flew in from Las Vegas last night. And later in the week, if not today, I'll break down. I walked into the MGM Grand, and it was like everybody had their souls sucked out of them, people that were actually there for the casino. And then the next day, all the UFC champions showed up. They were a different crowd. They were all in shape and had crazed looks in their eyes, but certainly was Babylon. It was interesting, but I don't think I'll be going back. I have too much important work to do here. But I met Eddie Bravo, who's a huge fan of the show. What a nice guy, the jiu-jitsu guru of the 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. That was interesting. And I forget his name. He was the huge black guy who's in Green Mile and Daredevil and all those movies, the former NFL player. Ran into a lot of folks. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back to get into all the rest of the news. Stay with us.
this year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, we are back live, going straight into the news. A news summary, then I'll break more of it down in detail. Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary force. And this is from the Department of Defense's own website. It's Department of Defense Directive 1404.10 PDF. Steve Watson wrote an article about it at Infowars.net. And this is Obama's civilian domestic military. So we'll be going over that today. Another bill has been introduced, text of H.R. 748, to establish and operate a National Center for Campus Public Safety, federalizing college campuses that take federal money, which ones don't, I don't think of any out there, a few private colleges, and to federalize the police that are on campuses and the security guards. I mean, just total federalization of everything. Meanwhile, Daschle tells Senate panel in letter he regrets tax errors. I mean, who that Obama is appointing to any position either doesn't pay taxes or had to pay back taxes once they got caught or lied on their taxes? You know, this guy with payola, people giving him free limos and drivers for a year, things like that. It's just big city machine, corrupt people. I mean, look at Blagojevich. Look at Rahm Emanuel. Look at what's going on with the guy they were going to have, Bill Richardson, the governor, was going to be their commerce secretary, but, you know, he had all these questionable donations and things. Look at Timothy Geithner, who just said, I'm not going to pay taxes, and then once they were going to appoint him, he did. We'll get into that. Meanwhile, Netanyahu, one of the minority leaders in Israel, says Iran will not get hands on nukes one way or the other. They're going to go after Iran. Judicial Watch files lawsuit challenging Hillary Clinton appointment on behalf of State Department Foreign Service officers. Yeah, a month ago, before Obama even officially got into office, we pointed out and read the subsection of the Constitution where it says that if somebody previously sat in the Senate, that they, during the same term, can't leave the Senate and go into the executive if they were involved in raising the salary, if they voted either to raise it or not to raise it, and she did vote to raise it, in the executive. You can't go from the legislative if you just voted for a pay raise to your own office in the executive. She did do that. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. Violates federal law. Violates Constitution. They just don't care. So now Judicial Watch has filed that. Judicial Watch, the public interest group that investigates and prosecutes government corruption, announced today, we're going to get them on, by the way, that it has filed a lawsuit against newly sworn-in Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton on behalf of U.S. Foreign Service Officer, State Department employee David C. Rodhamel. And it goes on to talk about how it's illegal. Under the Emoluments and Ineligibility Clause of the U.S. Constitution, no member of Congress can be appointed to a civilian position within the U.S. government if the emoluments of the position, such as the salary or benefits paid to whatever occupants in the office, increase during the term for which the senator or representative was elected. It's very simple. Corruption rule. But, I mean, they don't care. Hillary goes to Bilderberg. Bill Clinton goes to Bilderberg. Governor Rick Perry goes to Bilderberg. It's a felony under the Logan Act, period. You don't go to an international private policy setting board where they admit they're setting global policy while you're in office. You don't go and do that and set policy. But they don't care. Rick Perry made an announcement. 5-6 years ago, they were still saying Bilderberg Group didn't exist. The New York Times attacked me saying I was crazy, it didn't exist. Now Rick Perry, 2 years ago, he goes to Bilderberg and tells the Dallas Morning News before he goes. So it's all part of just flaunting corruption in our face. A great article by Patrick Wood, Obama Trilateral Commission Endgame, and he goes through how all of these people that call for world government, world taxes, that are part of the Trilateral Commission, that have written and called for a North American Union and for a new international bank to control the United States, which they're now proposing as the bailout too, and terrorizing the public. If you don't support this bailout too coming up in a month, in the next few weeks to a month, then it'll be a depression. It'll be a depression. But notice they said, give us the banker bailout bill that gave them total immunity and secrecy and unlimited funds. Trillions and trillions missing. Did it fix things? No, because it's by design. They're just looting all the cash before they sink the ship. So Obama Trilateral Commission endgame. Another story here. Heaviest snow in 20 years brings large parts of Britain to a halt. It's snowing in the Middle East in areas where it's desert. Meanwhile, volcanoes erupt near Tokyo, raining ash down on the city, and scientists see giant holes in glacier in Alaska as well. We'll tell you about those volcanoes when we get back. And a story saying you shouldn't be able to have more than 2 children. Again, that's all part of the eugenics agenda. We'll be going over a lot more. And the fairness doctrine to shut down free speech on talk radio. They're trying to move ahead with that as well. It's in the mainstream news. Jam-packed transmission. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. By the way, this is Mars Base to Minnesota. This call list I've got here on my computer screen is the new one, right? Good. Thank you. Didn't see a date on it. That's right. We're down here in Austin, Texas, and the main mothership is up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But we are growing the InfoWars Command Center and have some big announcements coming up in the next week, week and a half. I'm just going to leave it at that. Big announcements coming up. Big revolutionary developments with this radio show and more. So stay tuned for that in the next week, week and a half. I might even announce it the next few days, but I'm nailing down a few other things before we do that. By the way, last week we got a call from Professor Griff of Public Enemy, and it was the day I was leaving town, and he was unable to come on that day. But then when I got back this morning, I'm told he really wants to come on sooner rather than later. He may even be on today. We're calling him right now, and but regardless, he'll be on this week. Very, very excited about that. The hip-hop community reaching out to us with KRS-One last week, and now Professor Griff, hopefully to be on the show. And they want to come on and talk about Barack Obama. They see right through him. And they also understand that this needs to be a non-racial issue because they understand how the New World Order is operating. They hope that people won't criticize Obama because of political correctness, not wanting to criticize a black guy. And, of course, Professor Griffin, KRS-One, are pointing out, hey, this guy's bought and paid for by the very same people. Well, of course he is. I mean, he said he's getting rid of Guantanamo, and you read the stinking executive order, and he says he's continuing all of it. They're just going to open new camps and then give it new names. This is so sick and so deceptive. Look, even if Barack Obama is the most wonderful person since sliced bread, in my new film, The Obama Deception, we're making right now, I say, hey, probably a great guy. The point is, he's not the president. George Bush wasn't the president. Since they killed Kennedy, the military-industrial complex has had presidents as front men. And then now he's appointing all these top New World Order people from the Bush administration, the former Clinton administration. It's just incredible. By the way, Jimmy Carter came out and said that 9/11 should be investigated as a cover-up and that we don't know exactly what the truth is that happened with that. So that's good for Jimmy Carter. That story is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now as well. Now, in other news, before I go back to, well, I haven't gone back, I haven't gone to your phone calls yet. Before I do that, I wanted to run through some other news reports that we have here in front of us. Like Defense Department announces civilian expeditionary workforce. And, of course, the bill I mentioned about the feds taking over the colleges with their own security force. I also have the Bloomberg report I mentioned. Daschle tells Senate panel in letter he regrets tax errors. But before I get into all of that in more detail, I want to take your phone calls. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Let's talk to Aaron in Minnesota. You're on the air, Aaron.
Hey, Alex. It's nice to finally talk to you. I actually just wanted a question about a neurologist that you spoke with on your show a couple weeks ago and how I might be able to get a hold of him.
Dr. Russell Blaylock?
I'm not totally sure, but that might be it.
I think your phone's ringing.
No, that's not mine. I just wanted to say, keep up the good work. How would I end up getting a hold of him?
Okay, I appreciate your call. I'm going to let you go because we got some cross feed on your line. Okay, when you hear a guest on the show, you Google their name. The day they're on the show, they have a website. We link to it on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And I believe from memory his website is his name, Dr. Russell Blaylock. So you just Google Dr. Russell Blaylock, and you can also just Google that name, and the audio and video files are all over the Internet. So that's how you find it. Randy in Michigan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to say, I call in, obviously, often. It's a very good show. It's always bothered me on the Olympic topic. And, oh, yeah, by the way, it's Michael Clark Duncan is the name of the guy on Green Mile.
Okay.
I Googled it. I have Google right here. So I was just going to say, first, it's easy for an ethnic group to jump on the bandwagon that, you know, a guy is a great speaker and, you know, that he speaks for us, you know, but it's just that, like, what about what's going to happen? Or it shows that your show's in touch with celebrities, you know, like when you're going to have Professor Griff on here. That's cool that he'll shine light, like, on the other side. You know, he's going against
the big
current.
Well, let's get clear. Let's get clear. It was white people that put Barack Obama in office. So I think if we say, oh, look, it's easy for the black folks to get on the bandwagon, the majority of the country who voted got on the bandwagon with Barack Obama. Just like after 8 years of Bill Clinton, people got on the bandwagon for George Bush thinking he would change it. We've got to make sure in 4 to 8 years people don't get on the bandwagon when it's some, you know, Republican white guy or some Republican black guy. Again, this is all just window dressing. I mean, there are plenty of real black leaders that they could have, you know, the people could have tried to run for president that would have done a great job and fought corruption. There's plenty of great white leaders. There's plenty of, you know, great Asian leaders. I don't care, but you're right. The issue is they try to make it all about race. when we're really being diverse here, and we need to move past that. But it's going to end bad. It's going to end very, very sad because Obama is betraying his base. They're not going to want to admit to themselves they're being conned until things get really, really bad. In the end, it's going to get nasty. And then when people start criticizing Obama, the media is going to try to make it a racial issue to get everybody fighting with each other. They want divide and conquer. The mainstream media, the corporate controllers, act like they want us all living in peace. But really, all they do is point out people's tiny differences to get us to fight with each other. You know, they claim it's all liberal diversity and multiculturalism, but really all they're doing is bringing it up over and over and over again when most people aren't into it, don't care, and aren't thinking about it. The media is always there making everything a racial issue, always there injecting it. And that's what Barack Obama's going to end up doing because now it's all about his dad being black. It's all about that instead and how great it is it's our first black president instead of having a discussion about what are his policies. What is he going to do? You know, he's talking about change, and it's change, all right. It's kicking the New World Order agenda in high gear. George Bush just passed the baton to him. And because he doesn't come off like a complete demon, I mean, Bush just oozes evil, oozes corruption, oozes funkiness and bumbling, stuttering, whereas Obama's slick. Well, I'm sorry, folks, the devil's slick, like KRS-One said here on the air. The road to hell is wide and paved and smooth and looks good. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, I had a question that would be good for all the viewers. I was just wondering if I'm able actually to, like, purchase a high-quality archive of, say, today's show, because I know I can go on YouTube and get, when you have celebrity interviews, those are usually archived, you know, right, without the commercials. But could I buy this today's whole show so that I, because I want my friend to hear the show today, and I can't record it because it's not like TiVo or anything.
Well, sir, do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
We have a free archive that's posted in, you know, 34-bit or whatever it is. It sounds great. At Infowars.com, posted every day.
Yeah, and I do a lot with audio, so that's I could definitely burn that to a CD. I just convert the sample rate to 44.1 or whatever. And okay, I will definitely do that. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, for some reason, and it may be Disinfo or COINTELPRO, or it may be original COINTELPRO, and then lots of little idiots repeating it. They just go on the message board in the comment sections of InfoWars and Prison Planet all day and post, why is this show for charge money? Why is the show not free? Why is it 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 not free? If you're listening on AM or FM dial, it's free. If you're listening on Global Shortwave, it's free. If you're listening to the archives, it's free. If you're listening to the streams, it's free. We do, for members at PrisonPlanet.tv, have it in, you know, high-quality video of my films and the live TV show every day because we have to charge for that. I mean, do you have any idea how much it costs to serve video out? Just serving free audio out a month. I don't want to go over this again, but I will. Just serving the 125,000 people a day that subscribe to the free podcast. And it's kind of getting scary because it grows by like 4,000 or 5,000 a week. And we've only been doing podcasting for like a year. And as it grows, people saving it on their MP3 devices, their iPhones, everything, that's costing us about $5,500-$6,000 a month just to do that. The streams are costing us another $3,000 or $4,000. It's costing us a lot of money to give this out for free. And then I get accused of it not being free when the website looks like a Christmas tree of glowing links to the free show. But because we offer, what, a 64-bit for members just to give them a little something? You know, they want to listen to it on their surround sound stereo? Oh, how dare you. Look, that's an establishment intimidation tactic that we here in the alternative media aren't supposed to grow, that we aren't supposed to reach out and affect change, that we aren't supposed to be able to sell books and videos and reach more people and be a movement. Of course we've got to fund ourselves. The enemy uses our tax money to enslave us. We're not the IRS. We don't come take your money or take your house or squeeze things out of you to then force political ideas down your throat. We're here. We're here on the air. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a radio talk show host. And I just hope people will support us because we are growing exponentially. And with it, imagine the economy's imploding. Everything we said is coming true about the banks engineering, the subprime crash, and all of this. They're now announcing world government and every major newspaper saying it's great and that a private central bank will run everything and it's the solution. We told you they would do that a decade ago. 12, 13 years ago. I mean, this has been in the Trilateral Commission documents since the 70s. But since I've been on air, I've been covering this. And now it's all coming true. What do you think's happening to our numbers? It is an explosion. An explosion. But it's an explosion of people that don't have a thin nickel. And so that's why you hear me in here saying support us, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the materials. Because those of you that do have money, because not that it's just great films and books, because we are literally like Atlas trying to pick the planet up here. Let's go to another call here. Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Greeting from a Chicago prison grid there, buddy. How you doing?
Good, sir. Yeah, you're up there with the mafia running things. How do you like it?
Oh, I'm from southeast Missouri, and I hate it. Believe you me, I despise it. It's sickening. But, Alex, I want to thank you for the phone internet access thing that you set up on your website. Another free thing. I just want to thank you for my end. I don't have a fancy iPhone or anything, but I can use it with my little crappy phone and hit the website. So I just want to give you a quick thanks on that for sure.
That costs us $2,000 a month, yeah.
Yeah.
Free number to call.
Yeah, and I sit and I listen to your show on the radio or on my phone most of the time. You're on my Fave 5, it's on my T-Mobile there, Alex. But to get serious for a second, you were talking about the programming and the bandwagon stuff. As an unfortunate Bush bandwagon jumper after 8 years of Clinton, I know exactly what you're talking about. I voted for that imp because he's going to tap Alaska and shrink government. Obviously, that didn't happen. And here we are now with the even worse case. Have you watched CNN, Fox, MSNBC lately, Alex?
Because I was out of town, I tend to just hang out in my hotel room. Especially where I was, I just hung out in the hotel room unless I was hanging out with my friends, and I watched a ton of Bloomberg, CNN, Fox. There's some new CNN show. I meant to write down his name. It's a black guy. It's like a comedy show, and he was saying, "Oh, Blagojevich, corruption's okay. All politics are corrupt. That's just the way it is." And then he went out on the street and was interviewing people in Chicago, and they were going, "Yeah, corruption's just how you do things." Folks, corruption means the government comes and steals your house or takes your guns. Corruption isn't cute or funny. So that's how far our country's gone, is they've got a new CNN show on where he's sitting there with a studio audience clapping and yelling when he says, "Hey, all politicians are corrupt. That's the way you get things done." Yeah, raping the country. That's how you get things done.
Absolutely. I tell you what, and living up there, everybody, the people from Chicago are shrugging their shoulders about what's the surprise, what's the shock that this guy's dirty,
See, we've been conditioned to accept corruption. And once you get to the point of being convinced to accept corruption, you're buffaloed. People are capitulating to corruption.
Yeah. I'm in an improv class. I study improv up Second City. I got a former Chicago cop in my class. He said the moment that Jody Weiss or whatever his scumbag name is came in, he was gone. He said there's no way I was going to work for an out-of-towner who was on the anti-domestic terrorism task force coming into my city trying to tell us how to run my city. He took a pension and left, like a lot of other cops. So unfortunately, our good cops in Chicago are dwindling fast. We're in big trouble, Alex. And, brother, it's thanks to you, your free phone hookup that I can do, the free webcast, all that. People are turning around in my small circle of ability to affect change. Hey, thanks for all the free stuff, and I'm getting my subscription on Friday, even though I just got fired from my job.
Oh, man.
A week ago. Well, I worked for Sears, and they shut down a big call center. So, hey, everybody, Barack, I told them all sitting there waiting for our paperwork. I'm like, "Hey, where's your magic Barack now? Where's your magic Barack now?" And they're all looking at me like I'm insane. I'm like, "Y'all getting fired, man. Where's Magic Man at to save the day? He ain't coming."
I hear you, my friend. Thank you for the call. After I take some more calls, I'm going to get into the heaviest snow in 20 years brings large parts of Britain to a halt. And all over the world, some of the coldest temperatures, depending on which area of the world, in some areas of Alaska, it's the coldest ever. In some areas of Minnesota, the coldest ever. Some areas of New York, they're reporting the coldest ever recorded. Some areas of the Middle East, the coldest ever reported. Record snowfall, and Al Gore testifies to Congress, "This is because of global warming." Because of global warming, and that movie The Day After Tomorrow shows that global warming causes massive freezing. See, they knew the Earth was going to cool. They know the cycles we're in. They knew the sun was in a 12-year sun cycle, and that as soon as it ended that cycle, it was going to get cold. They didn't know how cold. It's been now cooling down for a year and a half. Suddenly, the ice caps of Mars are getting bigger. Suddenly, the moons of different planets like Saturn and Jupiter and Uranus and others that had liquid sea moons, they've frozen again. They're not liquid seas of oxygen. They're methane and other things. The point is that all over the solar system, things were melting. The sun, it's warm. It's in the sky. It's a standard yellow star. We orbit it. It gives us life. It is not the carbon dioxide. In fact, I was watching CNN, and I saw a waste management ad filling, waste management plants trees. Trees clean the air of the toxic waste, carbon dioxide. They don't clean it. They breathe it.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
If you notice, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are down right now. They've been down about 30 minutes. Another reason we need more support. I cannot afford more CDNs. It gets into technical issues, but we're working on it, doing what we can here. That's why we have truthnews.us, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv that are on separate servers. So if one site goes down, you can get a lot of the same news and information. Every site has a little bit different info every day, but it always has the base info posted. at those sites. So truthnews.us, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv. And you can go to those sites and get that. And we're trying to expand, get more IT people, consultants in here dealing with it we're getting a lot of visitors, millions, folks, and it's out of control. Absolutely out of control. Okay, let's get into the global warming news. Now that the Earth is cooling because the sun is going through a dimming cycle, they are switching the name to climate change. Now, how ridiculous is that? We have four seasons. We have autumn. We have winter. We have spring. We have summer. We orbit the sun. The Earth is always changing. And one volcano, there's three different classes of volcanoes, but the big gaseous volcanoes that explode and put a lot of dust and gas into the air, like Mount St. Helens, put out more pollution, and this is mainstream science, you can pull up the numbers, than all of human activity in the previous 100 years before it. One big volcano blowing, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there are scores of active volcanoes around the planet. Sometimes there's 100 plus, sometimes there's only 20 or 30, you know, that are erupting or putting out ash or gas or lava flows. You can go pull up the science on those. You can go read what the volcanologists have to say, what the geologists have to say, and there's a lot of volcanic activity going on around the world right now. There's a mega volcano that covers the area of three states surrounding Yellowstone. It's right in the middle of it. Parts of Yellowstone are raising several feet a year. Other parts are lowering. Suddenly the geysers are going crazy. Suddenly Old Faithful is you know, going off more often and shooting a lot higher in the air, and they're concerned. The last time that sucker blew up, volcanologists, geologists, seismologists say that it devastated large parts of the United States, dimmed the Earth for years, and made temperatures drop as much as 10 degrees. One large explosive volcano can make the temperature of the Earth go down as much as 5 degrees in 1 year. Meanwhile, they want to carbon tax everything. How much carbon does a volcano put out? And before I get into the volcanoes, I saw an ad, everything on CNN, Fox, Brita commercials saying don't drink bottled water because it hurts the earth, use a Brita. Well, the problem is a Brita charcoal filter only cuts out some of the bad taste. It's better than drinking straight tap water, but the bad stuff, the fluoride, the mercury, the arsenic, the chlorine, again, you're drinking something fish can't live in. Fish die in hours. You throw fish in a bucket of tap water, they die. Well, why are you drinking it? But side issue, they are now saying that they are going to put taxes on basically all human activity. And in this ad I saw for waste management, it talked about how their trash companies paying for the environment and paying to plant trees that clean the earth of the toxic waste carbon dioxide. Folks, carbon dioxide, oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, and the sun are the four components of the carbon cycle in life on this planet. We're carbon-based life forms. This is a tax on breathing. We'll get into it when we get back in the volcanoes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.